8:51, the clock ticks, and we wind down our final visit this year officially for this wonderful event, the Detroit Regional Chambers Mackinac Policy Conference here in the parlor of Grand Hotel, which we're thrilled to be here, and we thank David Jurczak, the Grand Hotel President of Operations, and his team, who have continued to make us very happy with what's going on here at this hotel. Look, there's always hesitation when there's change. But my goodness gracious, and Dan Musser said, there are going to be some things that these people can do that we just couldn't do. And one of those things is, it's been 3 years now.
Yeah, we bought it in October of 2019.
And we're talking about $75 million new dollars invested in this jewel.
Absolutely. Our ownership, when they bought it, and they talked to Dan, when they bought it, they understood the stewardship and responsibility to maintain this historic landmark.
I want to tell you something, too, folks, because I hear this all the time. Well, look, it's June 1st. We didn't get on it and make our reservations. Now it's too late. It's sold out. That is just not true. There is availability. In fact, there's something I want you to look for when you go to grandhotel.com. First of all, get their Grand News, the 2023 spring newsletter. It's online. You don't have to print it. Just look at it and read it because it's very helpful. And look at the grand favorites online. And those favorites include many opportunities to come to this fabulous hotel with some real flexibility and savings.
It is. And when we looked at our website and the way that people book, there are some things that people come for specifically. 4th of July, Labor Day for the Jazz Festival, Wellness Weekend, specific experiences. Then there's people that are just looking for great opportunities and great value to come to Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island. So we put this, it's a tile or a tab on our packages page called your Grand Favorites, and it lists some really great opportunities each month, if you're flexible.
And he's speaking of each month coming ahead. They're not sold out. There are availabilities, and there are some wonderful packages under the Grand Favorites, that flexibility in pricing and everything else. It really is very available to everyone within the sound of my voice. And we hope that you'll come up, because the place has never been better. Everything about it. Even our entree into this event, which I've been coming to for 30 years, the Detroit Regional Chambers Mackinac Policy Conference, staff out there with trays of glasses of champagne and some chocolates and all of that. That's just another nice little touch that you guys added to make a great event even better, more welcoming.
I thought it was fantastic. We can't take credit for it. There was a sponsor that sponsored that for the policy conference, but we were happy to do it. And I think that, especially for this event, for the number of people that come and the things that happen, not only for Detroit region, but also for the state of Michigan, it was important to make sure that everybody started off on a great foot.
Well, and this is a big deal, and maybe you've had a great deal of experience in the hospitality industry. I don't know of too many. You very well may, and you're going to tell me right now with David Jurczak, the Grand Hotel President of Operations, not too many events like this one by our Detroit Regional Chamber that comes in and basically owns the hotel.
Yeah, a buyout is rare in the hotel industry, that somebody can come in and buy the entire hotel. And here, it's not only that. I mean, we have virtually every venue at Grand Hotel is for the policy conference, to give them flexibility as to where people need to go. Last night we were at the pool. The night before we were at the stables. Jockey Club has been packed.
And the new Jockey Club has been expanded beautifully.
Fantastic. And everybody has loved it. And so, the purpose is to allow the flexibility. Things, as you know, things happen, meetings happen. People need a way to break away, whether it be on the golf course or whether it be down at the Woodlands or at the pool. Everybody's looking for a close spot to make a deal or to have conversations. And so we offer the entire facility to the chamber, and we use all of it.
I have to tell you, the dinner last night, and boy, we had our special event, but the dinner last night, and it got to be a better name, but I didn't write it down. I just call it the Casey Crane Dinner in the Grand Pavilion, which is off the main dining room. The food was spectacular. And there were like five or six entree choices.
Oh, yeah.
For a banquet like that, that's unusual.
Very.
But it was very good.
And our culinary team is spectacular, and we've added to it this year. Some of the things we look for is, you know, some traditional items like we do in the main dining room. But also these men and women bring some incredible talent to the culinary field, and we like to show off. They like to show off.
Yeah,
so
well,
we give them the opportunity.
They do a nice job. Get that grand news and follow along at grandhotel.com. Look for the grand favorites, because there's some great flexibility in pricing that most people don't understand is there, and it is there, and it's very real and very, very important. Anything else, David, before we go?
No, you know, it's a great opportunity for people to come throughout the entire summer. There is availability. People say it's sold out all the time. If you look for a date that might be sold out, there's a date before or after that sellout date. Look at weekends. Great opportunities, grand favorites.
Thank you to you and your entire staff, Liz. The whole team, everybody, has done a great job.
Thank you for your ongoing support. Always our number one supporter.
We will always be your number one supporter, best we can. David Jerzak, the Grand Hotel President of Operations.
Thank you, sir.
We move now, we used to say, from island to island, but we're not going to Belle Island. We are going to the streets of Detroit. Got a little note here from Bun Denker that I think he sent to a lot of people. We look forward to welcoming you to the PWC Grand Premiere, presented by Chevrolet, tomorrow, June 2nd. Thank you very much for your incredible support, benefiting the Belle Isle Conservancy, Boys and Girls Clubs of Southeastern Michigan, Detroit Public Safety Foundation, Detroit 300 Conservancy, and the Pope Francis Center. And so it goes. We'll wake up with you tomorrow morning, good Lord willing. Regards, Paul W. Smith.